When the Charlotte City Council tries to build affordable housing, it often runs into a problem that has nothing to do with money or finding the right land. The problem is intense opposition from neighbors, or NIMBY, not in my backyard. Now the city is looking to change its rules to avoid some of those fights. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports.
To make it easier to build affordable housing, Charlotte is considering rewriting its housing locational policy, which says where new subsidized housing can and can't be built. The new policy, proposed by city staff Wednesday, would no longer say that some parts of the city are off-limits for low-income housing. It would instead create a new scorecard that would rank new developments on whether they're close to job centers, transit, and good schools. The scorecard would also do something else. It would eliminate some heated public votes in which council members have to decide whether to allow housing in areas the city has said are off-limits. This is Pam Weidman, Charlotte's Director of Housing and Neighborhoods.
While I would hope, I can't say that this scorecard would erase all aspects of NIMBY, not in my backyard, but we hope to use this scorecard or to create it in such a way that is more of an objective tool.
Earlier this decade, the city's priority was to disperse low-income housing to affluent areas like south of Interstate 45. But as rents have risen, council members' priorities have changed. Their focus on building housing quickly and in large numbers. Location is less of a concern. The current policy was meant to say some neighborhoods are off limits for new subsidized housing, but it was often ignored. Since 2001, when the Housing Trust Fund was created, the city council has considered 20 waivers to its locational policy. Weidman says it's approved 19 of them.
The old policy prescribed permissible and non-permissible areas. Non-permissible areas said here's where you cannot build unless you get a city council waiver, and city council did grant waivers.
Some new affordable housing projects would still spark heated public debate because they would need the city council to approve a rezoning. But if council approves the changes, separate votes dealing specifically with location would go away. Council members will ask voters to approve a $50 million housing bond in November, more than triple the usual amount. For WFA News, I'm Steve Harrison.